This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams from Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. With an overview of a chapter in God's Word, here's Sandy.
When God justifies a man, he tinkers with the heavenly ledgers. He blots out sin and credits righteousness. But Romans chapter 5 makes it clear that justification is more than an accounting procedure. Justification affects not only our status, but our treatment. God begins to treat us as if we had never sinned. We receive His peace, His provisions, and the Spirit spills His love into our hearts. Even trials mature us. It's amazing, but God does not expect us to act righteous before He treats us as righteous. Jesus died for us while we were still in sin. God does not require us to clean up to be clean. He takes us as we are, makes us His friends, then begins to change what was for us the unchangeable. Sin came into the world through Adam. The Adamic clan are all born with a soiled nature. Some might argue that's unfair. Why should we all be punished for one man's mistake? Let each person stand on his own. But listen to Paul's point. If I stood on my own, I would fall like Adam. Fairness would be fatal. God allowed one man to doom his descendants so one man could save them. In Adam, I am a sinner. In Jesus, the sinner becomes a saint. In Adam's family, sin and death wear the breeches. But in Jesus' family, grace rules the roost. Righteousness and eternal life are enjoyed by all His kids.
It's our desire at Chapter by Chapter to see you reading God's Word. So each day, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in the Bible. If you would like a complete study of today's chapter, call us at 8-777-BY-CHAP. That's 8-777-BYCHAP. To listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at calvarychapelstonemountain.com.